Blog Talk Radio.
Burn it away. Burn it away.
Amen. Good evening to everybody on tonight. Amen. Just want to welcome everybody tonight to Women Speak Now. Amen. I am the host of tonight. I will be bringing forth a word of God on tonight. Amen. We do give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who is the head of my life on tonight. Amen. Give honor to our Pastor E. Hamilton. Amen. So tonight, we just excited about the word of God on tonight. Amen. Every time we come to sharing the word of God, we should be so excited. Amen. I hope you brought your Bible, your notebooks, pen, and paper. Amen. I'm going to go before the throne of grace with a quick simple prayer. And we're going to jump right into this word. Amen. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight, Father God. We come just to tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For another night that you have blessed your people to see. Father God, we realize it was your grace and your mercy, that we realize it was your tender love and care and your love that you gave us one more opportunity just to be into your presence. And for that, I said thank you, Father God. And you get the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, I always be so excited whenever God give me something for the body of Christ. Amen. As I was seeking God a couple of weeks ago and said, God, what would you have me prepare to give to the body of Christ on tonight? So it's not about Lisa. Amen. It's about God on tonight. As I was seeking God, meditate, praying, fasting, and, you know, just lying before the Lord. And the Lord began to say, speak on tonight. Hallelujah. Do anybody still got a yes, Lord? And I said, okay, God, I hear you, God. So whenever God give us a word, the word is always for the person that's bringing the word. So the Lord say, Lisa, do you still got a yes? Hallelujah. Even in our sanctified soul tonight, can we still tell the Lord, yes, Lord? Come on. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, God, I surrender all to you tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. All God said tonight, all he wants is a yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, meaning yes, God, I surrender all to you. Hallelujah. When we begin to tell the Lord, yes, Lord, all God says, just answer the question. When I ask you a question, just say, yes, Lord, yes to your will, God, yes to your way, God. Hallelujah. How many got a yes to God and still say, yes, yes to your will, Lord? Yes to your way, Lord. My spirit say yes. Hallelujah. My heart say yes. My spirit say yes, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Because, God, I still got a yes. Come on. Even in my sanctified soul on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. I don't even care if you're biking against the wall tonight. All God said, all I need is a yes. Hallelujah. So no matter what we go through tonight, hallelujah, in the book of Job, say, don't you slay me, yet should I trust you till my train come tonight. Can anybody say, God, I'm going to trust you till my train come? Come on, hallelujah. Can anybody say, God, I'm going to trust the process? Come on, hallelujah. God, I don't see how I'm going to get them. I don't see how it's going to happen, but all I know in my sanctified soul, I still got a yes, Lord. I yield myself to you tonight. Hallelujah. I yield my spirit to you tonight. And I say yes, yes, yes. Yes to my Father. Yes to my God. Yes to my Lord of tonight. Because yes, my yes becomes to his yes. Woo. Hallelujah. All God said tonight, tell my people, all I want is a yes. Yes, Lord, I trust you for this house. Yes, I trust you for this job. Yes, I trust you for whatever it is tonight. The Father say, oh, you want to tell him? Yes, God, I trust you. Hallelujah. I trust you for my new house, God. I ain't got the finance. I ain't got a down payment. Come on, somebody. I don't even have the money right now. But, God, I still got a yes, Lord. Because my faith going to kick in. Hallelujah. Faith
faith begin to work. Come on, somebody. I don't have what I need right now, but my faith is into action, and my faith going to cost me to get what I need, because the Bible said the favor of God, it ain't fair. My God, and the favor of God will cause us to be to get some things that we didn't deserve. My God, hallelujah. So tonight, how many on this line say, yes, Lord? How many can say, I still got a yes, Lord? It don't matter what it look like. No matter what it seems like. I don't even care what. No, if, let me tell you one thing. This is a key thing, people. So catch this right here. Whenever God give us a vision, a dream, you can't share your vision, your dream with everybody. And you might say, why, Prophet Lisa? Because we got some dream killers. Come on, somebody. We got some vision killers. We got some haters. Hallelujah. That's why I don't let everybody pray for me. Come on, somebody. I don't let everybody touch and agree with me in prayer. Come on, because I don't know what is your motive. Your motive might not be pure. Come on, somebody. So we got to be extra careful who we allow to pray for us, who we allow to touch and agree with us. Come on, somebody. The Bible says guard your ear gate. You got to guard your heart. You got to guard your anointing. See, I don't have no circle. Come on, somebody. I don't really have no friends. You know what? Because I learned how I got peace. Come on, somebody. When you begin to get too many friends, sisters, and brothers, and your church family, guess what's going to happen? The enemy use them to come in to rob you from your peace. Woo! My God, the Bible said, know them that labor among you in the gospel. See, we prophets and prophetess, we are very strong people. Come on, somebody, we chosen. Oh, my God, we've been ordained, we've been qualified, we've been set aside, and that's why we can't connect with everybody. We can't go where we want to go. Come on, hallelujah, because God said prophets of every screen. Come on, we've been set aside. The time is like this. So tonight, I don't know about you all, but my sanctified soul still got a yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. I surrender. See, we don't have no will. That's why the Bible says, let thy will be done. Oh, hallelujah tonight. I don't know about you all, but I still got a yes, Lord. And the reason why I got a yes, Lord, because God don't got some promises for me. Come on, somebody. Nobody listen. God got some promises over my head, over your head on tonight. Only thing the Father said tonight, tell the people, so God, can they say yes, Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, God, want a simple three-letter word, Y-E-S, yes, Lord. And the reason why he say yes is going to be confirmation, affirmity, a positive reply. When you say yes to a friend, it's an invitation to a party. It means you will be there. Now, listen. We don't want to talk about that. Because how many of us on this line don't make some vows to God? Can't we be real? Come on. Let's be real. We don't all make vows to God. Come on. We don't broke some of the commandment. But when you give somebody your word is your bond. Come on, somebody. If you say, I'm going to be there, then guess what? I'm supposed to be there. Now, if I can't be there, I'm going to give you enough time so you can go ahead and do what? Replace me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, to a party, there is no more, when you be there, there's no more positive words. In the English, we have many biblical examples. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Now, I'm going to go to the word. I got the word. Back to the amen. We have many biblical examples of yes. Answer to God, call to action. Uh-oh. God told Noah to build the ark. Okay, didn't he? So did Noah say yes? Okay, that's one. Answer to God's calling. Uh-oh. To build the ark. Moses to lead his people out of what? Out of Egypt. God told Moses, lead my peoples. Let my peoples go. Come on, somebody. I don't know about y'all in 2022. I ain't going to miss out what God has for me. See, Moses missed it. Because he was around the wrong people. Come on, somebody. That's why it's so important that you got to know who really has your heart. Come on, somebody. Who really has your best interest at heart? Who really with? Oh, my God. How you going to know they with you? Please ask me why. Because what you're going through, you're going to know right then and there who with you and who for you. Woo! Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, know them that labor among you in the gospel. Okay, let's give another example. Okay, Esther. Esther wants to save her people. Ooh, my God. Now, we're talking about the people in the Word of God. Now, David to provide the Messiah in age and many more. But there is one person beside Jesus who stands out in the mind as the ultimate yes person. So Jesus told Noah. What did he tell Noah? He told Noah to build an ark, right? Come on, somebody. And then he go down to Esther. Esther is to save her people. How many of know people in the house of God don't want to help nobody get saved? You know why? They're selfish, they're righteous, and all they think about, I got mine. But the Bible say, now I heard in the Word of God say, when we have been converted, ooh, hallelujah, we supposed to go back and convert our sister and brother, go back and restore them in a spirit of meekness and love. How can you draw anybody when you so self-righteous? Ain't trying to help nobody. Guess what? What we say, I got mine, God said, but you need to go back. Because God said, whatever you may happen for Lisa, God said he will make happen for you. See, you got to make something happen for somebody else. Come on, somebody. And then the Bible says he give a seed to the sower. God never give us a seed to hold in our hand. He said, I give seed to the sower. So we should be saying, yes, Lord, who shall I bless? Who shall I release the seed to? But you can't release your seed in any kind of ground. Come on, somebody. You got release your seed, it's a righteous ground, it's a fruitful soil, and you got to make sure that the hand, ooh, is in line with God, and make sure the hand is fruitful. Oh, my God. So you need to look around and check your surroundings. Come on. And some of us wonder why we ain't got no harvest. Come on, you've been planting seeds. Maybe you've been planting seeds in the wrong field, the wrong harvest, the wrong ministry. Now, the Bible say one plant, one water, God get the increase. So my question right here, what have you planted in 2022? Since you planted, have you seen a harvest yet? Think about that. So again, tonight, how many on this line say, yes, Lord? What you mean, I'm willing? I say, yes, God. Lord, change my heart. God, change my mind. God, change my spirit. God, deliver me. God, heal me, set me free. In order for it to get delivered, you got to confess. God, I got an issue. Ooh, I got a whole lot of dysfunctional issues. Come on, somebody. The Bible said we overcame by the blood of the Lamb, our testimony. Now, you can't tell everybody your testimony. Come on. You tell them in parts. So don't tell them the whole Samaritan. Come on, because they'll use it against you. We should say yes to God. Yes, God. Yes, God, I mess up. Yes, God, I didn't keep the promises. Yes, God, I broke the vow. Yes, God, I did not keep all your commandments. But check this out. But the good thing about you all tonight, we can go back to the Father, our Father, and say, Father, I mess up. Yes, Father, I did make a vow. Yes, God, I did this, I did that, and did my Bible tell me what we pray in secret, the Father going to open up for us. So something we got to learn how to go in that secret place in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in a secret place. So you need to have a secret place in your house, your apartment, your condo, in your car, wherever you may have that secret place where you can go in and say, it's just me and Jesus, one on one. Guess what? Jesus ain't going to tell nobody what we're going through, but we got to be careful who we share, what we're going through, what we've been through, and please don't share your dream, your vision with everybody. Pray and see God and say, God, who do you release me to share it with? When I went through summer 2012, a great transition, I didn't tell none of my kids what I was going through. But you know why? Because the Father said this between you and me. Ooh. He said, you can't go to your pastor, you can't go to your sister, your brother, cousin, auntie, uncle. God say it's between me and you. And guess what, y'all? Since I was willing and obedient and walked through that,
And today, God sustained me. So he said, those who be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Come on, somebody. You can't just be willing and you're not obedient. It don't work like that. He said, if. So otherwise, what you saying? God said, I'm asking a question. If you be willing and obedient, he said, you shall eat what? Good of the land. See, that's the key thing right there. We, African America, we want God to do all these things for us. But the Father said, what are you willing to give for me? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to let go? Ooh, hallelujah. Let me tell you something, y'all. Everybody not signed to your destiny, my destiny. Everybody can't go where God taking you and me. You know why? Because they are not assigned. They're not equipped. They don't want to go there. So let me tell you something tonight. You better let it go. But if you don't care whatever that thing is that you are allowed to hold you by, come on, somebody, you are allowed to get you out of your place, out of your position because you was in your emotion, your feeling, your lust, and yourself. But tonight you better kill it because you can't say a yes to God when you got a whole lot of baggage. Come on, somebody. You carry excess baggage. You carry excess people, and you don't be carrying no people. God say, lay at the altar, lay aside every weight that is beset you. So tonight, I don't know about you all, but see, I say yes, God. You know why I say yes, God? Because what God is taking me to right now, come on, somebody, not what he gave me to do. God taking me to a whole new place, whole new dimension. God has elevated me. Come on, somebody. And not that he gave me to do, it's already done. And you know, and why I got where I'm at right now? Because I say, yes, Lord. It's no longer Lisa. It's no longer my choice and my decision. I had to let some things go. Come on, somebody. Let some people go. Or by the triple me, by the paralyze me. I was about to be handicapped because I was trying to grade them. Well, God said, baby, they not signed to your destiny. They can't go where I'm taking you to because at this point, if you want to bring them in there, you must like get crippled. Woo! Hallelujah. And I told Lisa Carol Harris in 2022, I would not miss my season. You know why? Because I had quickly get myself together. Stay in my place, stay in my position, and stay in my lane. Circles tonight, come on, somebody. You don't need to be in nobody else's lane. Stay in your own lane. What God got for you, it is for you. You can't get what God got for you when you are connected to the wrong people. Hallelujah. You got to be connected to kingdom-minded people. If you got a prophetic, a prophetic mentor on you, guess what? You got to connect to them kind of people that got the same prophetic anointing on their life. Why? Because we can pull into each other. Come on, somebody. She on the box, you on tonight. I'm an eagle. Come on, an eagle fly by himself, and they fly high. They don't fly with no bird, no chicken, no duck. The eagle fly high. They look down and say, oh, guess what? I ain't coming down there. Uh-uh. Guess what? You, baby, you want warm it? Come up, warm it. But guess what? Count the cost. Much is given, much is required. I promise you, I'm almost done. I promise you, I'm almost done. Amen. Okay, let's go to the Word of God quickly. Second Corinthians 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Let's see what is the Father saying on tonight. Amen. For all the promise of God in him. Whew, that's good right there, y'all. For all the promises, that's an S on it. So that means we got some promises that has not manifest yet. We got some promises on our head that has not manifestation, came to pass yet. Other way, it has not happened. Check this out. For all the promise of God in him, in him. You got to be in God, and God got to be in you. You can't be on the outer court. You got to be on the inner court. Come on, somebody. You got to be connected to God. You got to have that intimacy, that one-on-one, just me and God. Now, he said, in him, yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Let's read verse 21.
Now he which established, established, that's a T-H on them, that means God say, I'm still establish you. We should never get in a place that, I'm already established. So that means you stuck. That means you're not willing to go the extra mile away. You're not willing to go where God said go, because right here's a T-H on it, and T-H means you continue. Ooh, that's good right there, y'all. I'm going to clap my hands my own self. It says, establish us, which you are in Christ, and have an anointing us in God. How do you pertain? How do you get anointing? Much fasting, much prayer, much dedication, much sacrifice, separation. When the God said the oil is upon you, that means I don't pay the price. Come on, somebody. I got the skull. I got the wound. I got a T-shirt you might not see on the outside, but baby, it's on the inside. Hallelujah. That's how we get the anointing. Now, the Bible says the anointing of God comes to destroy every yoke. Woo! When the last time has your anointing destroyed some yoke? What is yoke bondage? Woo! My God, hallelujah. When is the last time that you are lighting a fire of God to fall upon you? Prophet Jeremiah saying, it's just like fire shed up in my bone. Come on, somebody, the consuming fire. My bone shine. The fire of God, my God, the fire of God, it come to blood out. The fire of God come to destroy something. Come on, when the enemy got blessed and plowed down before you and me, the fire of God come in to destroy that. Now the anointing should be on your life, my God. When you walk in the room, you should be able to change. Come on, somebody. That might be a dance service. But when you walk in the room, the oil on your life, it should shift the service to a no new atmosphere. Now, tonight, hallelujah, how many say I still got a yes, Lord? Yes, I'm going through some things. Come on, somebody. Yes, my finance is not what it need to be at. Yes, I need money for this, money for that. But guess what? When the Father say, well, you yield my mind, oh, but Sunday, the Father said, when you yield your members over to the Father, when you yield your body to the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God say tonight, I just tell my people, oh, my God, I feel the power of God. My mind shed day. The Lord said, tell my people, all I want to say, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, God. Yes, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I give up. God, I let him go. I let him go. Oh, God, I'm letting him go, God. Oh, my turbo should be. Ha, mama, yeah, mama, oh, should be. Who mama see, can you know, oh, see? Mine, yeah, but shunto. In order to get you what you need in this season right here, come on, somebody. You got to cut it. You got to let them go. Come on, my shamo, who see my tie, yeah. Ooh, I feel the power of God, mama. Ooh, shabedi, I know. The fire of God tonight, huh? Loose, and then another. Let your fire fall tonight, God. Let your consumer fall. Fire fall on this line tonight, God. Then we can tell the devil the fire of God is come to destroy your plan, to plot my toe. Ooh, shanda, mahaya. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the power, I feel the fire. Oh, my God, I know. Oh, she my time. Yes, God, my mind. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we got to do what God tells the people of God in this season right here. We must obey God. The Bible say it's better to obey God than me any day. Now, don't get it twisted. The Bible say obey them that have all cover us. We do obey them. But he still said, you better obey me than me. Because if God told you to go to Egypt, God said, I already made provision. I made a way for you. Oh, God said, all I want is a yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, God. Oh, God, my soul say yes tonight. Hallelujah. How many tonight say I got a yes, Lord? Even in my sanctified soul, my mind, huh? Ooh, my God, my shanto, Lord, The Lord said he's making provision for somebody tonight. My mom, he said, I don't want to say yes, Lord. If you surrender to God on tonight, God said he got a yes, Lord. Ooh, my God, I feel the power of God tonight. Yeah, my mama told. Ooh, she, God said his promises tonight, come on, that your conversation be nay, yay, amen. Come on, somebody, the fire of God to consume it. Fire tonight, my whole shine down. Ooh, God, soul, fire on this line tonight, God. Ooh, God, fill your people up tonight, the fire, my toe. Let it hit that belly, my God, now. Nah. Ooh, my God, I feel you, God, not sent out of all shango. He can't, I'm also just a release tonight. Ooh, the Father said that's a release tonight. You better catch it. Ooh. It's a release. It's a promise over your life. And God said, get ready to be fulfilled. Stay in your place and your position. Stay in your lane. My God, my shatterobosanda. God said, tell my people, I heard your cry. I heard your prayer. My mom, hi. Ooh, the Lord said, I'm turning things around. That's a reverse. My kando boshando. Ooh, my God, I'm on top of all shanto. We rebuke now every cunning, every trapped of spirit, every witchcraft, every force of spirit. We rebuke it now. We burn it up the fire. You put the fire and get up on it tonight, huh? Ooh, God, release now. My shit. My God, release your fire tonight, God. God bless your people on tonight, oh God. You said, who they have an ear to hear? Well, the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you tonight, my God. Open up your ears of the Lord. Speak tonight clear. The Lord said, hearken unto my voice. Take heed, my people, my God. Let your fire fall tonight, God. Oh, my mind, Shanta. Oh, God, you get the glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God on tonight. My God. Oh, that's a consuming fire. Give me the fall on the peoples of God. That consuming fire. Give me the heat to tonight. God said, no, my time. He shall come on my show too. It was a little water. It shall flow out of your belly tonight. My God, I don't know about you all, but I'm going to give birth to the vision of dreams that I'm promises over me. And I promise you, I ain't going to miscarry my baby. He or she ain't going to be no premature. Oh, my God, it's going to be a full term. My Shetobo Shando. The Lord said he's turning things around tonight. I see the hand of God. He said in the realm of the spirit, he said, I'm turning things around. Go by. So I said, this time, I'll say yes. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight. I reference you now, Father. Hallelujah. And Father God, decree and declare by the word of my mouth, the word shall be established. It shall be performed. It shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done on tonight. I give you praise. I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's in your hands, Pastor E. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's in your hands, Pastor E. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hold on, let me turn some speakers off here.
Jesus, I'm about to burn up, y'all. Y'all
good word.
For me.
Did you? You better get some cool anointing on you.
Jesus,
amen.
My God, the fire.
The word has for, and you know, the most important thing I believe what I heard tonight is that don't give up. As I've been experiencing prophetess is that the closer I get to that pinnacle of God turning things around and moving in my direction, all hell still breaks loose. And being able to withstand in the middle of our situations is the most important thing for us as believers to know how to still have the glory of God on us and go through the circumstances that we're dealing with in this season.
Yes, God.
And it doesn't end. I mean, I don't think it's going to end until Jesus comes, that I don't have to deal with the obstacles of this world. But until then, I still give all God all the glory. I still give God the best praise, and I'm still acknowledging him first. And so thank you for that encouragement tonight. Thank you for that word of fire. As we were texting, I could tell you were anticipating being used by God to release a word from you tonight. Well, job well done, my sister, and I'm blessed today. If you also have been blessed by this word tonight, something has hit you, something has shaken you, and you want to tap in with this conversation tonight, go ahead, dial 1. We want to bring you into the conversation and allow you to ask the prophetess a question, get a prayer request. You may be that one person out there that doesn't even know why you're here. You've been hearing all this about Jesus and about new life, and you got on this broadcast tonight, and you're here. We want you to dial 1 because we definitely want to talk to you. Now, you may be listening online, and I know that I'm seeing that we have a heavy audience on our online. If you want to talk to us personally, I need you to dial 1 and come into the queue tonight. Dial 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. As soon as that call answers, dial 1. That'll put you in the queue. I'll see you and be able to get you into this phone call. Amen. Oh, well, not this phone call. You're on your phone, but this is a radio broadcast. Area code 334, last 4, 0781. You are live with Prophetess Lisa. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing? Mama Lisa, here I go. Miss Lisa here.
Bless you.
Grace to God.
Amen.
I love you.
Me too.
And
love
I can't wait to see you like you used to come see me. And I appreciate it last night. And Lord have mercy, you just don't know how good it made me feel.
Me too.
Amen. Come
God
on
bless
now,
you.
Y'all.
Thank
go win
you.
It with me, because I appreciate you and your prophets that you have, because, honey, y'all really helped me, because I really been through it. And sometimes I want to give up. But then I say, Lisa, don't give up, because you got yourself, your grandchildren.
It's okay.
I love you.
Well, see, you know, all I can hear is a celebration cry right there. It sounds like a trumpet going off, a celebration cry. Just thanking God for having family, thanking God for having believers around you that will encourage you. Oh, don't give up.
I'm not like that. And I won't. I don't care what the devil think he's going to do to me. I'm tired of him. I'm talking under my feet. It's been too long. I'm not giving up. I wanted to, but I'm not, because I get the faith and I'm going on. I'm pushing like my mama did. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Release that praise. Release that praise. Tapping in with us tonight. Know that we are praying with you and standing with you in God's victory in your life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Woo. Keep that praise going. We're going to go to our next caller, area code 334, last 4-0-2-2-2. You're live with Prophetess Lisa. Now, we will come back and bring everybody in to the, at the end of it, and we're going to continue to praise. Yeah, just because you're not talking now, don't stop that worship. Let's keep it going.
Amen.
Eric Cole, 334, last 4-0-2-2-2. You're live. Amen. Area code 725, last 4-1-0-1-6. You are live with Prophetess Lisa. Good evening.
Good evening, Prophetess Lisa. Good afternoon, Pastor E. This is Yvonne.
Hey. What's up, Minister Yvonne?
Hello, hello. Hello, Prophet. Thank you for your very strong, powerful words. And by listening, even though everybody's going through something and they don't speak on it, but they do speak to the Lord. And as they follow their heart, I know I am one. And I surrender it all to him. The devil is everywhere. And it's only us to go to God, not to nobody else, not to our neighbor, not to the next person, but straight to him. So, yeah, I surrender to him. We have earlier this week, they've said, we had a speaker Sunday at church that this is the month to realign. It's going to be shaken up. It's going to cause some problems. The heat going to start a fire. But once we start aligning ourselves up with God, that's where we need to be.
That's the key thing.
I'm ready.
That's the key thing, lining ourselves up. That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know,
right
the devil, he likes to show his face. And he likes to try to claim when you down on your luck and you down and when you out. But the only thing that can keep you going is your faith and your spirit, and you go to God. You go to the Father. You go to our Creator. You let him know the devil is a lie. Satan, get behind me. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Whew, Lord, just take it. We give it to you. Because if once we say we give it to God and we go back and be like, you know what? I did give it to him. Okay, well, no, you did, because you're still talking about it. So,
well, you hit on it. Surrender all. I surrender all. Sometimes you just got to give it all to him. And the most, you know, well, I'm glad you said that, Yvonne, because a lot of us will give it to God, and then when it gets a little better, we want to try to take it back. He said, cast all your cares on him. That means everything. You have nothing you can do can fix it unless you let it go to God. Amen?
Amen. And you can't learn your lesson if you don't let it go.
That's right. That's right.
What's
your faith? Look, Prophetess, you got it cranked up tonight.
Yes, sir. God bless you both.
Bless you. Bless you. Pastor Terry, you're next. Come on in.
Praise God. Good evening, beautiful family. Praise God for the woman of God that had the release. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you for the word that went forth. I say all glory to God. And you know what? I'm just listening to you all dialect on this word, you know, that went forth. Because, Prophetess Lisa, you said we have to say yes, Lord. And when we say yes, Lord, believe me, things are coming. A lot of people say, God don't test us.
Mm-hmm.
God builds us and equips us because the world's going to test us. So glory be to God. You know, I always say whatever's going on, I heard the woman of God crying out and releasing. Look up, there cometh our help. We're going to go through some things. Like you said, when you say yes to God, he wants to come at you more. He wants to see, are you going to crumble under pressure? Are you going to trust God through the process? So I praise God because this word has been good, and you said something, my sister. You said we must stay in our lane. We got to know our lane to stay in that lane. Always say when we listen to the voice of God, we listen to his voice, we know our lane. So praise be to God. God bless you all.
Well, that was so deep. Look, that was so deep. You got to know your lane. How can most of us can't stay in the lane because we don't even know what our lane is?
You got to know your lane.
We all over the place. We all over the place as believers. And just like and I'm very high on this. This is one of my notes I took down that I was gonna wait for the close of me and Prophetess Lisa into this thing, but it's very important on who you connect with spiritually.
Oh my God! Say that. Say
yes,
that.
You must protect yourself. I don't let nobody lay hands on me. Certain things I don't enter into, because when you have a divine relationship with God, that's the hands I want on me. I mean, you know, so I'm not taking away from people's anointing. And hear that. I'm not taking away from people's anointing. But my anointing is for me.
And
I don't know. See, nobody can get that. Nobody got that there. See, my anointing is for me. My anointing ain't to try to lay hands on everybody. I ain't trying to give it away because you got your own anointing.
He said something, though, probably, but laying hands on people. You know, some people be wanting people to lay hands on them. They don't even know them. But the thing is, you know God. You can lay hands on yourself. When you need some hands, you can. When you know God, you had it direct. You can lay hands on yourself. So in this season, like you said, we got to be careful who we attach to.
You better be
who
careful.
Who we let up in our spirit. Oh Jesus, praise God! Praise God for all you and ministry bound on board too.
Especially in this season, amen. Bless you, woman of God.
In this season, God bless you all.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are live with Prophetess Lisa. Good evening. Okay, her phone is probably not doing what it's supposed to do. Woman of God, if you could hang up, call back in, I'll bring you in at that time. If someone else is still out there and want to get in the conversation, you can dial one right now. We have a few minutes before our close, and we are excited to talk to everybody. Amen. For Prophetess, good word, awesome motivation, awesome illustration, and deliverance of the Word of God tonight. I was truly blessed, and I know many others have been also. Let me see, did she get back in here? No, I don't see her yet. So, anything you want to share, what you have going on in your ministry, any upcoming? I know you have a new I saw the flyer, and my memory is not on that right now because I didn't study it, but go ahead and tell us about your conference that you have going on online.
Amen. Well, praise God. I will be speaking on tomorrow night at the minister that I'm fellowship with. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. Amen. And even my elevate to be a pastor. I mean, sometimes, you know, we can try to run for the calling and try to do different things, but I yield myself to God on 2022, and I told God that I accept it, because many people have said that you're a pastor, you're going to be a good pastor, you got a heart for the people, you love people. I don't come to judge, I don't condemn, but I come to build up. Amen. God has chosen me to be a kingdom minded woman of God, that what I build people up, I encourage people, amen, I motivate people, I push them, hallelujah, I let them know that you can make it off of broken pieces. So I'm just excited about how God is doing great, mighty things. Matter of fact, October the 1st, I will be traveling to the young ladies on the phone that was crying 2 minutes ago. I'll be traveling to their city to get ready to start my ministry there. Amen. So I'm excited about what the Father is doing. I just continue to walk in humility and staying humble. Amen. Because God told me the more I humble myself, the more he will exalt me and elevate me. Amen. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing. And in this season, I don't know about you, I like Pastor E said a while ago, you don't know how to stay in your lane if you don't know what lane you're supposed to be in. So that's why it's so important that we spend that intimate time with God, one-on-one relationship with him. I fast two days out the week. I mean, fast sometimes 3 or 4 o'clock. I don't eat anything. That's why the awe, that's why the anointing is rest on my life, because I sacrifice, hallelujah. And I know how to get seed, and I know how to sow my seed into some good ground. I don't sow my seed in any kind of ground. Come on, somebody. You got, like I said earlier, you got to know where to put your seed at. Come on. And you got to watch the fruit. You got to watch the head. And before you put your seed in into the ground, you need to go in there and spot out the land. Woo, that's another subject right there. I ain't gonna go there.
Look, I was about to say. Oh, wait a minute. Is this you trying to go to with the back to back?
Amen. I shut it on down. Let me tell you something, y'all. See, when God free you, you free indeed. And when you learn how to let some people go, ooh, I feel the power of God right now, y'all. When you learn how to let some people go, when you learn how to go to your thought and begin to delete, but some people can't go, but God take it away in his seed. So I had to go through my phone and delete some people. I had to stop talking to some people. You know why? Because they ain't trying to tell me what to do. And come on, and they ain't even got themselves together. Mess up from the flow up, toe up. So God said, I need you to do a delete. Go through your phone, delete. Come on, somebody, delete the contact. Because you don't want it, because you can't afford them to have no miscarriage. I want you hard, Pastor E. I promise y'all, this is my season right here. I don't need nobody to prophesy to tell me this. I know. You know why? Because my daddy told me that this your season, Lisa. But check this out. I almost, Pastor E, had a miscarriage. Woo! Oh, my God. I feel the power of God. You know why? Because I was connected to the wrong part. But when I had to let him go, my God, that's when the Lord said, now you're free indeed. Come on, somebody, we got to start holding on to these people that's not signed to us. Oh, my God, you better let it go. That's what Saul said, I think I better let it go. That's it.
And then when you let it go, be more careful when you entertain people. Ask more questions to know a person. Wow. Because I guarantee if you ask the right questions, you'll learn what a person's real ulterior motives are. We just got to learn to ask questions and make those things happen.
Right.
Bless you tonight, woman of God. Bless you tonight. We got about 2 minutes. Go ahead and pray us out of here. And thank you so much for being obedient.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Father God, as your consuming fire fell on this land on tonight, whoever called it, whoever came in agreement with you should have felt the fire. The fire, God, should have hit your belly. That baby in your belly should begin to leap. Me and his praying witness tonight. Father God, I ask you now that you will cover your people on this land all tonight. And God, before they lie in their bed, before they close their eyes, let them give you a yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. And God, you get the glory. You get the honor and you get the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. I love you all and good night.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.